Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Carol Francis Talk Radio Show. Let's make life happen together with authors, scientists, researchers, both inside the box and outside the box of understanding so that you can live a life full of your success, curiosity, enjoyment, happiness, and richness of life in every respect. Let's go beyond our limits. Let's help others go beyond their limits as well. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Yes, when we go beyond our limits, sometimes it incurs all sorts of stress, anxiety, worry, and fear. And while we would like to think of ourselves as amazingly capable of going very far, and we actually can. And by the way, we can go farther than most of our limits if we're happy, love what it is we're doing, really enjoying the process involved in getting to know whatever's going on in our life. Okay, so those are the things always help us be able to go beyond our limits and to avoid a certain amount of stress. But let's face it, there are times, many times, in the course of a day, in the course of a week, where we are overloaded. We have too many people asking us too many things at the same time, all wanting what they want, and all the things that they want that take 60 seconds at the most to ask may take you 6 hours to accomplish. So, we are here today to relieve you of the stress and anxiety of normal everyday living. We're not talking so much about the traumas of life. That's a bigger story. But what you want to recognize is that every time that you are in a position of stress and anxiety, fear and worry, even if it's a short-lived one, you need to shake it off so that you can move forward. Because your body may not know when to shut down the reactions of anxiety. Because your body has this wonderful way of supporting you when you're in the fit of having to accelerate your responses, to fight, to approach something that's dangerous, to be brave when otherwise you want to retreat. Your body has all sorts of ways of pushing you past your normal limits. But then what happens when your body keeps pushing, there's no more limits to deal with, and all you want to do is rest, but your body doesn't know how. Now, this is especially difficult when you are high on caffeine or something of that sort. So, because your body is saying, accelerate, accelerate, accelerate. But today's meditation is here to help you, once those fears, anxieties, worries are done, but you're not done with those fears, anxieties, and worries, then what you want to do is to do the following. So, are you ready? I'm not even sure this is filming, but I know it's recording. So, if you're seeing me, it's going to be funny. So, we get to laugh together. And that is one of the primary things you want to do. Whatever you can do, a meditation of laughter is tremendously valuable, even if you don't feel like doing it. So if you go to YouTube babies, or you watch cats, or you watch things that seem stupid to you, like people getting bumped or hurt or falling down, or things that make you laugh, then go do that for 2 minutes at the very least. It is the perfect meditation that helps you be able to de-stress. In addition, what we know is that all those biochemicals inside of you actually shift when you laugh. Crying is an awesome way to change the biochemistry in your body related to worries and fears, anxieties that can make you feel very sad, very depressed, and very, very heavy with the concerns you have, the burdens you have. And so to be able to cry and cry and cry at something that isn't necessarily related to you, a very sad movie, a very sad story, a very sad YouTube, or even better, a Hallmark-like story where it's really sad, but it comes out great. Those types of stories move your body physiologically into the difficulty and out. And that will change your mind and disposition and tell your body that the trauma is done and you can go on with the rest of what's going on. So right now, we're going to laugh. Right now, I'm going to cough. Right now, we're going to cry. Okay. Right now, we're going to do something also related to stress and anxiety. It's a great meditation, and it's all about breathing. And note, these little moments of meditation are all intended to be short, quick, and to the point, so they can use them with no excuses. Oh, I don't have time to meditate. Meditation is in all sorts of ways, shapes, and forms. It's about you being able to focus yourself in a moment and make that moment your charge for the moment. So this moment is about breathing. But this moment is about breathing anxiety in. Because what happens when you're anxious, you don't breathe in. You breathe in. Choked sensation I just had. It tells your body to be anxious, but now it also says to your body, uh-oh, we're low on oxygen. We have to be anxious in order to wake this person up to be breathing. So if you breathe like you're pretending to be anxious, and then decide to, you're actually imitating the anxiety, but then you're telling your body that you're done. You're breathing out and stretching with this big, so that all of these muscles, including the openness of your throat, is activated. Okay, follow that up with a deep breathing. Ready? We're going to take in a big gulp of air. The big gulp of air is done with a big, wide open throat. And the ending of it is also the sound of an open throat when the shoulders just want to drip down. And it's that shoulders dripping down with a big exhalation that again tells your body, we're done. It's not too dissimilar to what you would feel like if you have an orgasm. And so I honestly believe that sexual expression and sexual orgasms are very good stress reducers. They tell the body, we're done, and your body goes limp and relax. And that is a form of also ending the stress of the moment. Now, many people rely on alcohol or food or television or sleep of that sort. I will tell you that alcohol and food for stress reductions, they actually do change your chemistry. So your body does get a sense of, okay, we can chill out. The only problem with certain foods, and the only problem, like high carbohydrate foods, by the way, are high caffeine foods, high stimulus foods, very, very what are called in the Chinese traditions hot foods. They're full of sugar, they're full of white alcohol, or they're full of caffeine, they're hot foods, is that they are often used to kind of like fuel the energy that's slowly draining, kind of giving you an upper, but they'll drop you. But not only that, but they kind of twist with the health of your body. And you need your body to be healthy in order to come back from the anxiety, the stress, and the worry. So to consume those things that we often do, which we call comfort foods, actually can cause stress, but they're also stress foods. So I actually hate to say it, but vegetables are a better stress food. Comfort food, I mean, anti-stress food, and so are fruits, anti-stress food, and healthy grains, anti-stress food, water, anti-stress food, even fruit juices, even though they may be bad for calories, teeth, if you're not taking care of those things, they're very quick, but they're hydrating, and they have the types of sugars that refresh and replenish your body. So those sorts of foods are anti-anxiety foods that are not going to jeopardize your health in the moment. Now, what's going to be better is if you exercise and get all of those sorts of tensions in your muscle, you do deep relaxing exercises and stretches, you do yoga, you Pilates, you can do weights that get your body, your muscles fatigued in a way that doesn't damage you structurally or damage the muscles. And those tell your body that we are getting rid of these things or going into this mode of healthiness. Now, there is a way of exercising so hard, so long, that you actually increase the cortisol in your system. The cortisol is a stress hormone. So be aware that when you're exercising to get rid of the anxiety and stress, not push it so far that you feel like you're tired or you're strained by the exercise, because that's not helpful in this process. Hey, we're doing all these different things. So in exercise, I'm not going to get up and do jumping jacks, but I want you to do jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups, something very vigorously for the next 60 seconds, and I'm going to test you. And this is the meditation of the exercise. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. I put my glasses back on to be able to do that. Here it goes. Get into position to do something vigorously. 60 seconds coming. Countdown. 3, 2, 1, start. Now go as vigorously as you can. Go with a burst as fast as you can. Go faster and faster intensely. Feel the sweat going on. Breathe deeply while you do this part of your exercise. Breathe very, very deeply. And then also be aware of all the things inside your body that don't want to be structurally tight and tense. but yet want to be full and expressive and open. But you're feeling the fatigue of your muscles and the effort inside of you going through the sweat and going through your heart so that you are taking that 60 seconds and you're almost there. The 60 seconds are really just kind of like, oh, I'm just going to get this into my system, push it, get it there, and I'm going to just look forward to just collapsing, resting, being exhausted, and going, whew, and then let go. Completely and thoroughly let go. Go limp on the floor, go limp on your chair, go limp, and just be glad to be done and breathe very deeply. Breathe as fast as you need to, but breathe deeply while you're breathing fast. It's just a great way to create a stress relaxing, a stress free, a stress opposite response going on. Okay, I'm saying that very unclearly, but I think you know what I mean. So there we go. That's the stress reliever that you can do anywhere for 60 seconds so that you can come back to it. Do you remember the show? I think it was called Network, and she goes off and she cries really hard for 60 seconds or 10 minutes. And that's her way of admitting that she's under a lot of stress and she's upset and worried and feeling weak and vulnerable. And then she kind of gets it out of her system. But those tears are antidepressants. And that being able to express yourself honestly in the privacy and safety world is fine. You are not admitting that you're weak or incapable or you're going to fall apart. You're just allowing yourself to fall apart in the moment. And then you'll regroup. And having that trust in yourself that you can regroup is important. Now, I know that when you turned into this, you said I was going to give you 10 calm minutes of being able to just relax. But the thing is that while we will do that for 60 seconds, not a good idea to try to just go limp and relax when you still are wearing in your body all the tension and the fear and the anxiety and the worry, and you're wearing it in your heart and you're wearing it in your head. You have to do things to distract your body and your head from those things in a very proactive way, but not for very long. And for even our time together, these 15 minutes with all of these little interspersing meditations, it is a distraction. So now what you do for the next 10 seconds is you're going to make up a really funny looking face in your mind. This person has three horns at different spots on his face. This person has three different colors all in different spots on his face. It looks like a common characteristic. In fact, that ear goes down on the chin. And the mouth is somewhere over here on the head. And the tail looks not even so sure. So now, look at that very funny face you created in your imagination and realize that you've just created a 10-second distraction and has absolutely no meaningfulness for you whatsoever. But even though it has no meaningfulness for you, it is, the meaning is being able to be creatively out of your box of worries and anxieties and concerns. Drawing, being silly, doing animation on paper on a computer is very good. Here's another thing to be careful of. Computer time is often considered restful, but it's also associated to work. It's also associated to being still as opposed to moving around. And moving around is very important for your body to know it's relaxed. So now what we're going to do is you're going to get yourself in a prone relax, either laying down flat on the floor or in a chair. And you're going to close your eyes. You're going to breathe in very, very deeply, very slowly. And hold it and then breathe out very deeply, very slowly. And then hold the emptiness and then breathe back in very deeply, very slowly. Hold your full breath, letting it oxygenate your blood. And then let it out very, very slowly and peacefully. This is all about reminding yourself that peacefulness and rhythmic and hold the emptiness as well and continue that type of breathing exercise. And notice that in the gentleness of another person's voice talking to you, or in the playful animation or the silliness, what they can breathe inside of you is really very helpful as you allow your body, your mind, your whole experience be in a sense penetrated by the peacefulness of what someone else can contribute to your well-being. Now stretch your hands way over your head and simultaneously stretch your legs way below your pelvis. Now stretch one leg and one arm on one side, opposite directions, and then go to the opposite leg and the opposite arm and stretch one arm up and that corresponding leg down and stretch the sides of your hips, your waist, and make it so that it feels elongated. And now arch your back and stretch your belly all the way down to the tip of your tailbone, all the way through your buttocks, and then all the way through your back. And as if you were a cat, circle your back around and arch your upper back, and then settle back down after the activity of stretching. You can close your eyes if you haven't already maintained your eyes being closed. And as they are closed, allow yourself to either hear a sound of a brook, the playfulness of someone having a good time, a wonderful memory of something that made you really laugh hard, so hard, you almost peed in your pants. And then how about a time when you experienced that really deep love for someone who you really cared? And then something that you did that you're so proud of, you're so glad you did. Take some more deep breaths in, and hopefully you hadn't stopped breathing deeply this entire time. And that would be it. That would be a 2-minute moment of restful meditation, one that's active in your mind because you need to, when you're recovering from stress, fears, and worries, to put something actively in your mind so that you can be in the opposite space than all those worries and thoughts that you've been accumulating. Well, I'm Dr. Carol Francis. Thanks for sharing these moments with you. Let me know how you're doing, and feel free to contact me down the road as well. I'm Dr. Carol Francis. You can reach me in Los Angeles area, but mostly just have a fantastic rest of the day. Your worry, anxiety, and fears can be gone for the time, or maybe they're all done. It's now time for you to remember what it's like to live in peace and restfulness, because after all, it is not necessary for you to be trudging at things that are now resolved. So, take care.